That's what's inside that counts.
Hey, moms, have your kids been singing this?
Stuff? Can you stuff in a stuffy so your stuffy stuffed enough stuff?
Of course they have, because stuffies is the hottest kids craze in the nation.
How much stuff can you stuff in a stuffy so your stuffy stuffed enough stuff?
Stuffies are the irresistible collection of plush huggable animals you've seen on TV. Each one has 7 top secret pockets for kids to hide their treasures in. And each stuffy teaches kids positive values. After all, it's what's inside that counts.
How much stuff can you stuff in a stuffy so your stuffy stuffed enough stuff?
Now, as part of our special radio offer, your child's stuffy will arrive with a free full-size storybook and free super secret surprise inside, plus free shipping. Just go to stuffies.com right now.
How much stuff can you stuff in a stuffy so stuffy stuffed enough stuff?
Just go to stuffies.com. That's stuffies.com.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 till 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Mount Pleasant Missouri Wines, America's oldest wine-growing appellation. Grown and bottled in Augusta, Missouri, and the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
All right, it's Monday. That means it's time to do a tech talk with Jose Hernandez. Brought to you by Oreck and the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. Never let it be said that I'm not a great son-in-law, because I got my mother-in-law a new Oreck Magnesium. This is the light, and it's not so much that it's light. It is light, but when you turn it on and push it, it's like it's on a cushion of air, like a hovercraft. It's almost like it's not touching the floor. It's hard to explain. Ask to see the new Miele vacuum cleaner as well. And it's not just about vacuum cleaners. I bought a killer space heater, a beautiful little space heater, when I was in there too at the store down in Chesterfield Valley. There's 7 of these stores. Drop in, say hello, tell them your AM and the PM. You'll find something wonderful for your house at the Oreck Home Care Centers. Here's the way this works. I'm going to give the phone numbers. You're going to call. You're going to on the screen. You get a chance to ask your tech question about your TV, your phone, your computer, whatever, to Jose Hernandez. Here we go. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
Listen to that crowd. Woo! How you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Good. I don't think I have anything except to say, as we get closer to the holidays and people are looking for gifts, went to Kansas City over the weekend to see my buddy and took him birthday present and took him Big Blue Live. That is the Bluetooth speaker you can buy at Brookstone, and it's pretty amazing. It's the sound that comes out of it. And no wires. It'll play about 8 hours on a charge. You can plug it in, but if you charge it, it's a little speaker that you can set on the dashboard of your car. You can put it in a room. It'll fill the room with music. It's called Bluetooth Live. So there's a suggestion for somebody. I bought my kids one. I bought him one. Got me one. And thinking about getting Missy Miller one, depending on how she behaves today. That's all I have. I can't think of anybody else technically have anything to throw in here.
No problem.
No, I'm good. Jose, what do you have?
Anyone familiar with liveuniverse.com?
Not me.
No.
It is a lyrics site, one of about 70 or 80 out there, that just publish lyrics to songs. They got slapped with a $6.6 million copyright infringement lawsuit.
It
seems the folks that have been suing everyone for downloading music they don't own now are going after these guys to get their money.
I don't understand how that's even possible. Just putting lyrics up, what grounds they have to sue them over.
Well, YouTube always has videos.
Well, hold it, though. Like, they're not just putting the lyrics online, are they? You said
it's just text.
Claiming
it's,
that
it's not the spoken word or the music. It's just the document, the textural lyrics of a song.
So you're telling me I can't print out the, you know,
according,
lyrics of a song?
According to this judgment, that's correct.
Wow.
Brad Greenspan is the owner of the site. He made his money in MySpace. when he sold it for $500-something billion. They initially wanted to charge. He's got 528 song lyrics on his site. They wanted to charge him $100,000 per song. The judge settled on $12,500. That's how they got to.
All right, what about the most well-known one of all, lyrics.com? What about that? Is that doing the same thing?
They they're going to get sued.
Yeah, be next.
File suit.
Could be.
That doesn't seem right to me.
No, just nothing text. Right. That's just bizarre.
Nobody's selling it. Nobody is recording it and selling it.
No. No, but it's a published document. You have the copyright to the document. You should be paid for producing it.
Hmm.
If you write a book, you don't want anyone to take that book in the electronic form, scan it, and put it on the internet for free, would you?
If my kid is in a school play and wants to sing "Oh Susanna," mm-hmm. all right, and I don't really "Oh Susanna, don't you cry for me," but I don't know the words. To say that I can't go online and get the words to "Oh Susanna," it seems insane to me.
And you'd think you'd sell more by knowing the words that you'd want to go and sell more.
You're
music.
Actually helping them.
Yeah, that's how I would think.
There you go.
Right, they're starting to crack down on all the U.S. hosted sites. You'll probably be able to get them overseas.
Mm.
The second one that's talking about is you could possibly lose your right to resell anything you currently own. The Supreme Court this fall is getting ready to hear a case between a publisher called Wiley and a Taiwanese student. He moved to the U.S. to attend Cornell University. When he got here...
Cornhole University.
Cornell.
No, no, Cornell.
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 When he got here, he found out that at home in Thailand, they sell the same books in English for his classes cheaper than what they sell him here. So being an enterprising young man, he contacted family and friends and said, buy all of these books you can and ship them to me. He put them on eBay. He made nearly $1.2 million.
Good for him.
Oh.
Well, Wiley is trying to get the law changed to make it that if you want to sell something after, the doctrine came out called first sale doctrine for copyright, which says whoever owns it currently has physical contact of it, controls it. They're trying to say if it was made overseas, that doctrine doesn't apply, only to stuff made here in America. Now, the problem is going to be that, sites like eBay and Craigslist are going to suffer. In addition to that, if you sold a vehicle that was made in Japan, you might actually have to contact the owners to get permission to resell it.
Man, you know what? We're getting to where you can't do anything.
They're trying.
Let me ask you this. Go back to the lyrics.
Yes.
Okay, let's say nobody can publish lyrics online. I can't go and look for the lyrics of Rocket Man by Elton John.
You can publish them as long as you pay the fee to publish them to the person that wrote them.
Okay. Could I still go on YouTube and then write down as I listen to the lyrics?
I don't know.
But you can't. You can do that, but you can't build a site around
And publish what you wrote, because that's actually somewhat copyrighted because someone else wrote it.
Okay, has this already been held up in court? I mean, has this been...
The first one has happened, where Live Universe got tagged with $6.6 million. Now, I'm sure they'll appeal it. It was in a Los Angeles federal court, so they'll appeal it up, but it's beginning.
Good.
A German company named Texter, TXTR, is getting ready to release a Beagle. And you ask, what is a Beagle?
What's a Beagle?
A Beagle is an e-reader for $13. It's going to be a 5-inch. It'll have 800x600 non-backlit.
Dan's demonstrating half a 5-inch.
There you go.
Thank you, Dan.
It'll have an e-ink display. It doesn't have the capability to plug into network. It doesn't have Wi-Fi. It doesn't have any G3 or G4. You load it through Bluetooth from your phone.
Mm. Okay, I'm lost. This is like a tablet.
It's a small tablet e-reader.
Okay.
The cheapest one you can get from a Kindle right now is $69.
Nice.
This is going to sell for $13.
hang on a second. Jose, I apologize.
Okay.
These guys, when you say $69, they laugh every time.
They do.
Now, we've never understood. Maybe Missy. Do you have any idea why they're laughing?
No, I don't know. My kids watched the movie The Goon, mm-hmm. and they probably shouldn't have been watching it, but they said... They should be number 69. That would be hilarious, but...
You don't know why, and we don't either. It's a mystery.
But it's supposed to be hilarious.
Wow.
But we don't know why.
Sorry, Jose.
Oh,
it's okay. It doesn't have rechargeable batteries. It runs off two AAA batteries and should last what they say is a year's worth of reading time, somewhere between 12 and 15 books.
Wow.
Man.
On just one set of batteries.
Right. Because the only way to get information to it is through Bluetooth, they are likely going to go through cell phone channels, Sprint, AT&T, It'll be an add-on device you buy at a cell phone store.
You know that we're going to see a day when little batteries will run like 10 years. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I got a clock in my bathroom, and every hour it plays a song. I haven't changed the batteries in that thing in 3 years, and it plays a song
in
every
your
hour.
Bathroom.
Yeah,
you
in the master bathroom. Yeah, at the top
music.
Of the hour, it's
like a choo-choo train. Or
no, it's a little classical music or something. It's got three different songs. Every hour, one of those songs plays just a portion of the song for maybe 30 seconds. 3 years, same batteries.
Wow.
Batteries are unbelievable.
Last but not least, anyone who bought an Amazon Kindle ebook from April 1st, 2010 to May 21st of this year is eligible for a refund. Seems
that
Amazon lost a lawsuit.
Hey, congratulations.
It is.
You are eligible for 30 cents to $1.32, depending on which one
right.
you
buy. Wow. Spend it all in one
what
place.
What are you going to buy us?
That's after the lawyers take all their money.
You want to take some calls?
Please.
All right, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. We start with Tony. Tony, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Tony.
Hey, thanks for your segment here. I really enjoy it, even though I don't understand 99% of it.
Join the club. Yeah, join the club.
Tony,
and
make
hi,
sure
everybody
you think...
else, and I am AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Tony, okay, make sure you thank work.
Oh, okay. I typically leave my computer on all the time. You had mentioned one time way back when that it's not a problem leaving on all the time. So this past Thursday or Friday, I went in to use it that morning, and nothing. I mean, the monitor was off. So I rebooted the whole system, and it worked. So I ran out, ran some errands, and later on that afternoon, I came home, I went in to use it. Same thing. It's just completely dead.
Okay.
So I rebooted it. It worked. Okay. The next morning, I went in, same thing, only this time, it won't come on.
Okay.
I tried and tried and tried. So I have a two-wire monitor. It's wireless, and it has three lights on it, but only two come on. Is there a good chance that that monitor could be bad, and is there a way I could test it at home, or do I have to take it to somebody?
Is it an LED or LCD monitor?
Tough question.
I think it's an LED.
So the computer won't the computer boots, but the monitor won't show anything, or the computer won't boot?
Well, the computer won't boot.
Yeah, but how old is your computer?
About three years.
It may very well be a power supply, especially if you're leaving it on and it's turning itself off. There's something dying in the power supply, and it eventually just went.
Okay, I'm sorry, but all the lights on the computer are on, as if it's, you know, in the on mode.
Okay, so it does boot up. So likely the backlighting for your monitor has gone out. And there's a way to test it. If you'll get a fairly bright flashlight and point it at an angle when it's supposed to be up and running, you can kind of see the shadows in the background from where it would normally be backlit.
Okay.
Usually monitors are cheaper to buy new ones than they are to repair them.
Okay.
All right.
I think that's what I'm going to do. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Tony, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Off we go to Shannon. Shannon, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Shannon.
I have a Kindle question. I have a Kindle keyboard, and I actually purchased a new Kindle Fire, but it would not let me transfer over a couple word games, and one of them is like a favorite game I play. It's called Shuffle Throw.
Okay.
Why couldn't you play it on like the black and white versions versus the color? Do you have any idea?
Maybe the manufacturer of the game has limited how many places you can put it. Similar to what Apple does, when you download a song from the Apple Store, you can transfer it to a number of places, like five, and it won't let you take any more. I don't know which game it is, but perhaps the
it's
manufacturer...
It's called Shuffled Row, and like I said, so I thought once I... And it's through Amazon, so, you know, just load it from one Kindle to the other, but it wouldn't take it.
Yeah, you may have to... There may be some way to decommission it from the first one and install it on the second one. I'd send Amazon's tech support a little note.
Okay.
And see what they tell you.
All right.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Shannon.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
This is Lauren. Lauren, say hi to Jose. Lauren, is that you? Lauren? Lauren? Is that not your name, Lauren?
I know
you're there. I think I hear you breathing. But we have to move to another caller. We cannot wait any longer. So we go to Jeff. Jeff, say hello to Jose.
Jose, how you doing?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you?
Real good. AM and a PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, what I got a problem with, it's not so much Rutgers' computer, I don't think. we try to print stuff to our printer, and it says it's not connected or doesn't recognize it or whatever. We had an issue for a while where if we didn't print anything for quite a while, we have to go back and unplug it and plug it back in, let it reboot or do what it does. But now it, we can print till the cows come home, and it won't print anything. It says it doesn't recognize it or doesn't have the right source.
So then when the cows come home, it stops printing?
Oh. Yeah, because they step on it.
Oh. is a USB printer, Jeff? It's not a parallel cable. It's a little square rectangular plug you put in the back?
Yes.
Okay. A couple things.
Excuse me. Maybe I'm telling you wrong. We have a laptop.
Right.
And it goes from the laptop back to where our old tower computer was. It's hooked up to the old tower computer.
Right. So it could be a problem with the wireless in your router, or more likely it could be a problem either with the USB cable that connects from your old tower to your printer, or it could be a driver issue. The first thing I would do is go to the manufacturer's website and see if there's a current or a newer driver than the one you have. And then when you install that, if it's still causing a problem, when you unplug the cable, plug it into another USB port, not the same one.
Okay.
Because that will force it to reload the driver on the new port.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's a couple places to start. Well, thank you very much.
Jeff, you remember when you bought the computer?
Actually, about between 2 and 3 years ago, I guess.
When it was in the
company, and they gave us a discount on it, so we.
When it was in the car en route to your house, who was behind the wheel of the car?
My lovely wife.
It's been a while. It's a driver issue.
Oh.
Jose was right. It's a driver
there
issue.
It is.
Okay. Oh, see what I did there?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
You guys are so jealous.
That's sophisticated humor.
Thank you, Dan. I think we're out of time, but once again, I've solved another highly technical problem.
Thank you.
If you'd like to get in touch with Jose, here's his email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. We thank the folks at Oreck, O-R-E-C-K. Yes, they make a great vacuum cleaner, but there's so many great products in that store, in all 7 of those stores, so stop in and check them out. Give it up, if you would, for Jose Hernandez.
Yay, Jose!
Great day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. We make our way out to the Washington Elizabeth exit off 270 to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. John's not there, but Jim Saffa was there. And, Jim, I have not had a chance to talk to anybody since the big robbery. I was in the car Friday driving to Kansas City, and I heard about it. Has that all been resolved? Did they catch the thugs?
That's all been resolved, and they're hot on the thugs' trail, and everything's back to normal here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Well, I know I heard John talk about OnStar. And
yep.
This is one of those cases where that OnStar man is
in it. It worked out very well. It located 4 of the 5 cars that were missing. The last car didn't have it on there.
Now,
the cars located within a half hour.
Have they got anybody in custody yet?
I can't answer that, Frank. I really don't know.
Okay.
But I know they were hot on the trail of it. But I have Mark Thornton and I have Kitty Harrison in the office with me.
Well, that's too many people, Jim.
I know it is. Yeah. I know it is. And you know me, I ain't going to give them no airtime.
No, and here's my suggestion.
Kick
Mark out, kick yourself out, and leave us with Kitty.
Okay. Yeah. But anyway, first off, Frank, you got me in trouble.
Oh.
We got the text today to have Jim Saffel, Mark Thornton do the Frank Show from Jimmy's office.
Oh, not John's office.
No, we got
you. You got him in trouble.
Oh, boy.
Your own fault.
Hey, real fast, I do got to mention AM in the PM listener.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. Love and his son, Matt O'Neill, who just got back from Afghanistan, came in and bought a Chevrolet Silverado on Saturday. Tony and I graduated together from Hazelwood East.
What year, Jim, did you graduate?
1977.
Who's that, Thornton? Oh.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's Mark Thornton.
You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to humiliate you and make you sound old.
Yeah, I know he is.
Yeah, don't fall for that stuff.
Don't fall for it. Don't worry about it.
He looks good on the radio, Frank.
Yeah.
Wow.
Insult number two.
Hey, this is his last time, Frank. Hey, we're having a special cancer awareness sale. Mm-hmm. Here Saturday, and I'm going to let Mark tell you about it.
All right, go ahead, Mark.
Frank, we're calling it Think Pink, Creating More Birthdays in the World celebration. here at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. And it's on Saturday, October 20th. We're going to have birthday cake all day. We're going to have a donation for every vehicle that we sell. And we're going to create a wall of pink through donations from the public. You know, so put your pink on, come on out, we'll know that you heard it, and we'll have special things going on here at the dealership, and like I said, we're going to donate for every vehicle that we sell on Saturday.
And people can donate as well.
That is correct. We're accepting donations.
And you'll have an actual running tally and a tab on what people have actually given. And the reason I say that is because we're about to talk about a big story that's in the news today. And a lot of other people are real sick of people doing all this pink stuff when, in fact, very little, in some cases, of the money goes to breast cancer research.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you would agree with me that that's a pretty despicable thing when you put any project, paint it pink, and because it's pink, you make people believe that somehow you're doing something good, when, in fact, you're just selling more things for yourself. And so
we are Chevrolet nationwide.
By the way, Jim, I'm gonna give you don't have to really yell.
Man.
I think it sounds like he's across Chevrolet the stadium at the other end of the stadium.
With the American Cancer Society.
I'm sorry?
Chevrolet is tied in nationwide with the American Cancer Society.
All right, well,
and that's
good.
Where all our donations will go through.
Good, good. Now, Kitty hasn't said anything. Kitty, they just, you know what they did? They jumped in, and I would never have done this because I'm a ladies first kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I just said, let's let Kitty talk first. But that's just me, I guess. So, Kitty.
I'm just here to keep everybody honest. I wanted to make, we will keep a tally. 100% of what people donate goes right to the American Cancer Society. And I, too, agree. I don't like to buy. You know, they have pink cookies and crackers, and I don't really understand where the money goes for that. Just putting a pink ribbon on it doesn't mean it's supporting anything.
No, and it's very easy to make anything pink and have people mm-hmm. just assume, oh, I'm helping somebody. So, good. I'm glad you're doing it the way you're doing it.
Just donations. We're not selling you anything. Come in, have a piece of birthday cake, because by giving towards this, we're helping with research, which will mean more birthdays for survivors.
All right, what's the phone number there, Kitty?
837-1-800-247 at
Landoff.com.
All right. Wow. See, she knew. And she wasn't reading that. She was not reading.
And she didn't yell.
All right. Thank you all. go sell some cars. We'll send you some business.
Thank you, sir. Thanks,
right.
Frank.
Thanks, Jim. Mark. Thanks, Kitty.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Next time, maybe we'll have six people. Now, that Jim Sappho yells. You know, he's got the McGraw-Millhaven yelling thing.
I took off my headphones. I could hear him from Florissant. It was amazing.
He's a loud talker. He really is. We're going to take a break. We come back more with Missy Miller. I still have questions. I'm not through with her yet. We still have some questions.
I'm like an onion.
This is a what?
I said I'm like an onion. Lots of layers.
Peel back some layers.
Like an onion.
You know what? I'm going to write down that you said lots that because that was kind of lame.
Yeah. It was lame.
It really was. We're going to take a break.
No,
we're coming back.
Spanking room.
Big five. What'd you say?
Oh, no. I know how this works. The spanking room.
So you
That's
did
how it works.
So that you could go to the spanking room.
Because we're going on break.
Beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Man. This is going well.
This is going well.
We'll be back.
Well.
Big 550 KTRS.
They're going to lock the doors at home.
We're going to check traffic right now with Frank Ladd. Frank?
Thanks, Dan. Working with a stall this afternoon eastbound on 270 up in North County. It's at New Halls Ferry. That one is on the right shoulder. You're heavy. Stop and go now. 270 eastbound, essentially from Lilac through the Chain of Rocks Bridge due to the construction up in North County. Could see a little extra delays back near New Halls Ferry as well due to that stall. 270 southbound, heavy this afternoon, Ladue to Doherty Ferry. 64 westbound, you're on the brakes now between Hampton and McCausland, but it's a really good run west of there between Mason Road and all the way out to the Boone Bridge. No delays. 70 eastbound, you start to slow at Grand all the way to the Dome. Remember, those express lanes are closed. 170, it's a great choice this afternoon. Southbound, no major delays, headed towards Highway 40. Northbound, it's a good run between Highway 70 and 270. This update is brought to you by Jersey Mike Subs. Off to the game for some tailgating? Better pack your cooler with Jersey Mike Subs, because nothing tackles your appetite like Jersey Mike's. You can even order in advance. Visit jerseymikes.com for more locations. From the Golden Oak Clinic Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Let's do another week together. We start in fine fashion. Morgan Fairchild, yeah, she'll be on the broadcast. Gabby Cabby, Chris Breen, and the guys behind the St. Louis Actors Studio unveiling their new season. So we'll see you Monday at 9 o'clock right here on the Big 550.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550, KTRS.
Why is Instaflex the number one selling joint relief solution at GNC? Because other joint supplements are sadly incomplete. They just don't start relieving joint discomfort fast enough. But Instaflex can start giving you relief in as little as a few days. And now, as part of a nationwide giveaway, you can get a complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex. That's right, GNC's number one seller, our most powerful joint relief solution ever. Missing only one thing, the price. But due to overwhelming demand, complimentary samples are not available in stores. Instead, we've set up a free express phone line to ship your sample straight to your door. You don't even have to leave your house. But call immediately while supplies last. 1-800-700-1440. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid pharmacies, and Vitamin World. But you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling our free express phone line now. 1-800-700-1440. That's 1-800-700-1440.
If you're a woman over the age of 25 and can answer yes to any of the following questions, stay tuned for a risk-free radio offer. Do you lose hair when you use your hairbrush? Can you actually see your scalp? Do you wish you could turn back the clock and reclaim the hair you used to have? Do you want to regrow thicker, fuller hair? If you answered yes to any of these questions, we'd like to send you a risk-free trial of a system specially formulated for women's hair care called Caronique. Call now, 1-800-500-2990. Caronique's hair regrowth solution fights hair loss. It contains the only FDA-approved treatment clinically proven to regrow your hair. Plus, the Caronique system will give your hair incredible strength, softness, and shine while making it instantly effortless to manage. Find out how you can try it risk-free for 30 days by calling 1-800-500-2990 in the next 10 minutes. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-500-2990.
Imagine that your car needs a new engine and the mechanic has just handed you a bill for $4,000. How would you pay for it? Could you pay for it? Well, if you had Auto Assure, you wouldn't even have to think about it, because Auto Assure could pay that bill for you. In fact, if you have Auto Assure, you'll never have to worry about paying another expensive covered repair bill ever again. That's guaranteed peace of mind. And not only can you keep your money, you can keep your mechanic or dealer too. Auto Assure pays them directly. For free information, call now 1-800-600-5701. You choose the coverage you need. If your car has less than 200,000 miles, you won't pay for any covered repair. Not for a transmission, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. So don't even think about wasting your hard-earned money on another expensive car repair. Let Auto Assure pay them for you. Call now for your free information. 1-800-600-5701. That's 1-800-600-5701. 1-800-600-5701.
What happens when you get a better interest rate?
Get to a better place.
You get to a better place in your life. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Right now, rates and APRs are in the threes. That's right, the threes. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Take advantage of these historically low rates. Getting to a better place financially is just a phone call away. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't put it off. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
American Equity Mortgage, named one of the top 100 mortgage companies in America 2011 by Mortgage Executive Magazine. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
If you can hear my voice on the radio, Window World will come out and give you a free in-home estimate. Window World Windows, started by two North County guys who met in college, and they have grown Window World into the number one remodeler in Missouri and the number 36 nationwide by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, 0% financing through January 2014. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800 or windowworldst.com.
Mike Rowe here at a Ford dealer with a little Q&A for Fiona. According to the signs, Ford is having some sort of big tire event. How would you describe the event?
It's big.
The savings one might enjoy at the event.
They're big.
What about the selection?
Big.
Get a $60 mail-in rebate on Ford Select tires. Use the Ford Service credit card for an extra $60.
So I think we can agree then that Ford's tire event is good-sized.
No, Michael. It's big.
Subject to credit approval, rebate by check. Offer cannot be combined. See participating Ford dealer for rebate and other offer details through 11/30/12.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Now, this could be awkward.
No.
Two contenders at the same position on the air at the same time. Missy Miller is in the studio. Hasn't said the magic words yet. I'd do anything to be on this show. Those are the magic words. It's time to talk about the movies, and I saw one this weekend in Kansas City. And I'll be able to share that with you, and I'm sure Dawn Meadows-Dixon has some movie she wants to talk about. She is brought to you by Westport Car Wash. How clean's your car, Missy?
Oh, no.
Is it clean?
No.
You don't keep a clean car?
I like a clean car, but I have three kids.
But you don't keep a clean car?
No.
You're one of those women. Sloppy, dirty car. We can fix that. Westport Car Wash. There are three locations. One's right behind us here on page just 8. I'll tell you what. Remind me before you leave. I will give you a free Westport Car Wash. You can thank me later.
I'd do anything for it.
On page, beautiful, just east of Lindbergh, on Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester, Westport Car Wash. Give it up, if you would, for Dawn Meadows-Dixon.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Dawn.
How are you?
Hi, Dawn.
Great.
Say hi to Missy.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Hi, Dawn. I'm wonderful. And I really enjoyed you the other day. So.
She hates you.
No, I don't hate you. I'm not one of those girls.
No, you're doing a nice job. I've only heard a little bit here before I went on the air.
All right, can I tell you, she came in today. I said, did you hear Dawn? And she said, oh, yeah, I heard her. Horrible. That's
like
what she
that.
Said. She
no.
was She said she was horrible.
He promised he wouldn't do that.
Okay, she didn't say that. She didn't say that. How are you? Good?
I'm fine. I think I got the flu shot last week, and I am convinced that when you get the flu shot.
You get the flu.
You get the flu.
You do.
It's
the flu virus.
It has been slowly coming on me today, and I'm thinking, I feel miserable. I am never getting the flu shot again.
I've never had one.
No, I won't get it either because it's the flu virus that they give you.
Serious.
It's supposed to be a dormant virus.
That's
dormant.
What it is.
Yeah, but
so now I'm not going to tell my kids that because they will get the flu shot because I do think kids, but my doctor talked me into it, and here I am, so I'm going to fight my way through this.
You know what you need? Chest rub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mentholatum. No. Any greasy, any kind of greasy, lotion-y chest rub.
My husband believes in vapor rub, and I thought people quit using that like 50 years ago.
No, not my wife. She uses it for everything.
Yeah. I love it.
Remember in that My Big Fat Greek Wedding, that guy says Windex. Put Windex on everything.
Yeah.
That's the way she is about vapor up and mental
really?
Latham.
Your wife uses vapor up?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I use it, too.
You use it, too?
I use it. I have a cold, I use it. I could rub it on Dawn.
Hello. Yeah. I can't
okay,
stand
like
this.
Okay, like I said, I don't use vapor up.
Wow.
Now we got a show. So here's what I saw. I saw Argo in Kansas City.
Okay. You had to have loved it.
Fantastic.
Isn't it unbelievable?
Now, when we walked out, there were four of us, and we walked out, and I asked the other three, I asked my wife and the other couple, I said, what did you notice about that movie as you sat and watched it? Visually, what did you notice? And they said, well, what do you mean? And I said, it was not as digitally crystal clear as movies you normally see because it's shot to look like it's the 70s. It's the same sort of film.
It almost has that news.
It does, like you're watching news footage. That's exactly right. And they, when I said it, they said, you know what, you're right. It did look like we were watching footage that was maybe shot in the 70s. No, it's a tremendous
movie. They wanted to
movie.
Take you to that location, so the camera was moving as if it was there covering the real event. I thought it is genius. The only thing that's disappointing is that what else can be out there that's better than this? I think we've just seen the best picture.
What it made me wonder, everybody knows this is based on a true story, and what's interesting, this thing that just happened in Libya, this is so similar. You know, the storming of the embassy and blah, the timing could...
It's scary.
Sometimes directors and actors get really lucky.
And he got
He got
lucky.
Very lucky.
And he's so talented.
The other thing it makes me wonder, though, once you know this story and that it really happened... What else do we not know? What else has happened that we've never been told the real story?
Oh, I think there's a lot. I mean, just looking at Syria, and we could go on about that. What we don't know about that right now, it's scary. And the timing of this movie at the same time, we're all in the dark as to what is really going on. And I think that's what makes this film so good.
All right, so Argo's great. What do you have today?
Looper, you and I usually agree.
Oh.
Not today. I hated it.
You were going to walk out.
I almost did.
Did you? You didn't walk out.
No, but I should have.
And it was everybody else we talked to loved it. Mike Evans, Joe Hipperson.
Like I am not a fan of this time machine crap.
Well, I'm not either.
And I couldn't follow half of it.
I don't like sci-fi films. But what I liked about it was it didn't feel, I knew it was about time travel, but it didn't feel like sci-fi. It felt like a very layered narrative film. When you had all the different characters working on different levels, and just to give people an idea what it's about, it takes place in 2044 and 2074, and in 2074, in the future, the mob wants to get rid of someone, so they go back 30 years into the past, and they hire this guy to take care of this target, until one day, they decide to close the loop, and that means the looper, who's the assassin, has to kill himself. And that's not giving anything away. The young guy is played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, love him, and the older guy played by Bruce Willis, and love him, but man, has he aged. Could you believe how old?
See, I didn't get that at all. My wife said that. She said, boy, Bruce is not aging well.
You know, he's only 57.
Okay, well, then I was wrong. He's not aging well. I thought he was older.
He's not aging well at all.
Let me ask you a question. And for people who haven't seen it, this is not going to ruin anything for you. And if you have seen it, maybe you ask the same question. What was the deal with all the cars looked like they were burned up and had hoses hanging out of them? What was that about? All the cars in the film were old, beat up, burned, looked like they'd been in a fire. What was that?
Are you talking about in the future?
I got so confused. I don't know what I'm talking about.
What time frame?
I think the whole thing was confusing. I couldn't remember, am I in 2074, 24? I didn't like it. But the cars were all burned looking.
Well, I think what they were, the way I read it was that was the future, and the future was very difficult, and that's why we had this time travel, and this problem is that life was not so good.
Well, I've said this many times, I'm not really smart, I'm not very smart, and sometimes people follow movies and understand them, and I don't get them. I don't get it. I'm missing something.
Well, I went into it thinking, I'm not going to like this, because you and I usually... I feel like we tend to agree sometimes. But
usually.
Yeah. But I was in there thinking, okay, this is not going to work. And it just started coming at me. And there is a twist. And you know, if you give the film enough time, it's very disturbing in the beginning. There's a plot twist. And it worked. It worked for me. And I think that's what saves the film. And that would give it away to talk about that. But it's interesting, just the whole concept of going back and meeting yourself 30 years earlier. So Bruce Willis is sitting opposite Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and he's the old Joe and the young Joe, and they're looking at one another. And you think about that. What would you say to yourself 30 years?
Hey, you look like crap. That's the young guy to the old guy.
That's what Joe said to Bruce Willis, because he did. But what would you say? Like, you'd look
to
back
the older
at your
you
younger 20-something self, Frank.
You mean what would I say as the younger person?
Well, what would you say as an older person looking back to your younger and, you know, kind of warning him about the future?
Well, obviously you would say, here's what you got to look out for. Here's what's going to happen to you.
Buy Apple stock.
Yeah, buy Apple stock.
Thank you.
Good one. Yeah, buy Apple stock. I don't know. The whole thing to me was just so ridiculous.
Well, maybe because my expectation was low, I actually enjoyed it. I went and saw it. I had a film that fell through, saw it by myself. And I have to say, I enjoyed it. So I went online. A lot of the viewers did not like it, just, you know, people who go to movies. but the critics liked it. So there is a split there.
All right, we run out of time.
You run out of time.
Looper, L-O-O-P-E-R.
I'm going to give it 3 1/4.
Wow.
Pretty
wow.
good.
Where
pretty
we part
good.
Ways, Frank.
Here they come. Wow. Right.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. I'm glad you liked it.
Don, it was nice
meeting you. Bye, everybody. Nice meeting you, Missy.
Missy hates you.
I don't hate you.
Dawn, Missy, Dawn hates you. Thank you, Dawn.
I'm sorry.
Right. Dawn met her addiction, everybody. Here she goes.
They're both too nice for that.
I can hear the tension. The claws were coming
Cat
out.
Cat fight, yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Dawn Meadows, Dixon, brought to you by Westport Car Wash. On Page, just east of Lindbergh. That's the first one. And it went so well, and people loved the car wash and the reasonable price and how clean their cars were, that they built a second one on Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh. And then they built a third one on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash. All right, we're on the way toward the Playhouse. A great golf joke that I haven't told for 3 years, I bet. You play golf?
No, I'm not very good at it.
Have you ever played?
I've tried, and I'm not just not very good at it.
I give lessons. I do, at night, night lessons. We'll talk about it.
I like night golf, yes.
Window world. You don't need windows, do you?
I don't, but I have kids, so I'm sure I will soon.
What does that mean?
It means they throw a lot of balls and things in the house. I'm sure they're going to break something soon.
Well, I don't think you replace windows because the glass breaks.
You don't? See, I'm blind.
You replace the pane. You are blind.
Yeah,
you replace the glass.
Just replace the pane.
But you replace the whole window if you feel in the winter cold air coming in around the edges and it's not supposed to be coming in, or in the summer hot air coming in and your cold air is going out. You don't want that. It's not doing its job. Window World sells a terrific window for a very reasonable price, $189. I actually heard somebody say that they knew somebody who paid $3,000 per window for some. What kind of window costs $3,000? I mean, come on. That's insane. $189. Does that sound better? I think it does for most people. Good housekeeping seal of approval, not easy to get. Go read up on that sometime. Just Google, what does it take to get the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval? It's very impressive. They don't just give that seal away. You have to earn it. And Window World earns it and re-earns it. You have to re-earn the seal. You don't keep it forever. And they continue to be given the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Lifetime warranty. You'll find everything else that you need to know out at this website. And do not settle for an imposter that's also $189. You want this one. Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
And now, as we head to the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, is Frank Ladd.
Lots of delays this afternoon as you make your way out of the city. Southbound on Highway 55, got a multi-vehicle collision. Three right lanes are blocked just south of Broadway. That's southbound on 55. You're backed up to essentially the intersection with Highway 70 in downtown, Highway 55 southbound. Up in North County, an incident eastbound on 270. It's a crash just before 367, blocking the right lane. That has you backed up to West Florissant. That's in the middle of that long backup that has been there for the past couple weeks, dealing with the construction eastbound on 270 at the Chain of Rocks Bridge. So you're slow going in that stretch as well. Southbound on 270, heavy pockets now between Olive and Doherty Ferry. But it's a pretty good run headed out of the city. Just those normal slowdowns at Hampton up to McCausland. Beyond that, westbound on 64, no major delays between Spady and Mason and approaching the Boone Bridge. The Metro East looks pretty good as well. Just a little bit of volume headed eastbound on 5570, approaching the split with 64. This update brought to you by the St. Louis Bread Company. Try the new roasted turkey and cranberry panini at St. Louis Bread Company. It's made with vegetarian-fed, antibiotic-free roasted turkey, cranberry mostarda, and spinach, all on freshly baked ciabatta. It's lunchtime at St. Louis Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's like a sports bar without all the wannabes. The Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6 on KTRS. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability. They're clean and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better
which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Station promo.
Out of my way.
The Big 550. KTRS.
I'll listen to this.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. As a 72 Mizzou grad, I'm proud to sponsor Mizzou football. SEC, watch out.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Let YP develop a plan to help grow your business with mobile, online, print, and direct marketing options. Call 1-800-438-7325 to reach more consumers in more ways with YP.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon.
Bill, say hi to Missy.
Well, hello, Missy.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm terrific. Well, the post office is raising the price of a stamp by one penny.
About time.
It'll cost you 46 cents if you'd like to send a letter. However, they say for just 35 cents, the post office says they'll deliver your email. So that's good.
Oh, good deal.
Hey, we're now about 2 weeks away from Halloween, and a new survey says of all the politicians, Hillary Clinton was voted the most scary.
Ooh.
Yeah. And when he read the survey, Bill Clinton said, "Tell me about it." Yeah, the Hillary Clinton Halloween costume is a lot of fun. It's great for kids when they go door-to-door on Halloween night. For starters, it comes complete with a glow-in-the-dark pantsuit.
Of course it does.
And finally...
He says Halloween. I say Halloween.
What do you say, Halloween.
Okay. Personally, I hate Halloween. Last year was really bad, in fact. It all started when some kid came to the door dressed as John Hadley and ate all my candy.
Oh, boy. I hate that.
That's right, dude.
Awful.
I actually watched John Hadley.
Brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And real quick, I was stranded on the side of the road on Saturday afternoon. You know who came to the rescue? Eon the Peon.
Get out.
Yeah. What a guy. And a flat tire.
I did. Well, I always help damsels in distress.
I just like to say thanks. All right. Have a great afternoon, everybody.
Thank you, Bill. There you go. It's Bill Clever. How did you happen to, I mean, in 5 seconds, you
he
just
called me.
I called you real close.
Oh,
so it wasn't just a coincidence.
Helped him out.
Okay. Hey, stick around. A great golf joke coming 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.